here's an honest truth, an honest story. When we moved into this house, we moved in July of 2019. We had to, when we bought our house, reimburse the previous owners for 5 months of the HOA dues for the year because we were using the house. We had the house for that portion. Well, I completely forgot. It slipped my mind that come January, we would have to pay the $1,100 worth of HOA dues. Hey, this is Allison, and welcome to the Inspire Budget Podcast, where we talk all things budgeting, debt, and saving money. Next month marks 3 years since we moved into our current home. This is actually the third house we've purchased, and I never thought that we would buy three homes. But as we've bought homes, moved, we've settled in, we have experienced so many hidden costs that come along with home buying. These are the costs that a lot of people don't tell you about. They don't warn you about them. And it is imperative to be ready for them, to understand that they might be happening to you so that you can make sure you're buying a house that fits within your actual budget. Because here's the deal, buying a home is a major decision. And it's important to consider all the facts before you sign on that dotted line for your next home. So here we go. Let's dive into 9 hidden costs that you need to be sure you know about before you buy a home. The first is property taxes. As a homeowner, you will have to pay annual property taxes. And each year, they're going to change. They're going to go up or down depending on the value of your property. When we bought our first house, I knew nothing about property taxes. And we actually bought a home that was a new build. So we built it from the ground up in a neighborhood. And our property taxes were really low the first year because the first year our property was taxed on undeveloped land. So essentially just a plot of land. But the next year, our property taxes took into consideration the actual value of the house on the property. And our property taxes jumped way up, hundreds of dollars a month, which was a major shock to me because I didn't know anything about property taxes. We were very young. I think we bought our house whenever I was 25 years old. So you're going to want to include buffer in your budget to account for property taxes. If the previous owner has already paid the property taxes, you might have to actually reimburse them before you take ownership of the house. That's what we had to do with this house. This house, someone lived in it before us. And so they had already paid part of the property taxes. So we had to reimburse them for the rest of the year to cover our portion of the property taxes because we would be living on the property for actually, it was about 5 months of the year. Another thing to realize is that as the market changes and as homes increase in value, it's going to increase your property taxes as well. Typically, property taxes are based off of the county that you live in. So there are certain counties where the property taxes are going to be more expensive than others. You're going to want to take that into consideration. Some states are notorious for having high property taxes, like Texas. They tend to be a lot higher than other states. So make sure you learn about the property taxes. As you are moving into a home, ask your realtor about them. Get a really good idea or a good estimate of what they are going to be because it's going to go into really your monthly costs for owning the home. The second hidden cost that you need to be sure that you consider is home insurance. As a homeowner, you're going to want to ensure that you have good home insurance to cover anything that should happen, anything that might be unlikely. Most home insurance is going to cover expenses like a fire, flood, sewer backup, overland water protection, any personal liability, but you want to make sure that you have that home insurance in place. First-time homebuyers might get a special rate or incentive from different insurance brokers, so be sure you keep an eye out for that. So our family actually has our standard home insurance. We shop around often. About every few years, my husband will look at how much our home insurance is for the year and start shopping around. So this year, we are actually changing home insurance plans because our rate with a certain company went up so much that we're switching to a different home insurance company, and it's going to lower our rate by thousands of dollars this year. So we are saving that money by choosing a different company. It's going to have the same amount of coverage, same deductible, everything's the same. It's just going with someone that's offering us a cheaper rate. We also have chosen personally to have flood insurance. So my husband and I live in the Houston area, which is notorious for getting hit with hurricanes. And we also have a lot of flash flooding in our area due to the type of soil that we have. Water just doesn't drain into the soil. So because of that, when we have big storms, the area floods very, very quickly. And then with Hurricane Harvey that happened several years ago, areas flooded that had never flooded before. So while our home, which has been around for about 27 years now, it's about 20, maybe it's about 30 years old now, our home has never once flooded, but homes just half a mile down the road have. Thankfully, we are up a little bit higher, but my husband and I do pay flood insurance every single year. It's about $600 a year for us just to be safe, just to cover it in case because of the area that we live in. The third cost you're going to want to consider when buying a home is closing costs. So between the lender and the seller, any closing costs must be paid for you to be able to actually walk away with the keys to your home. They can include things such as property appraisal, title insurance, any types of inspections. And they honestly vary depending on where you live and the type of loan you have. So we're not going to dive into what goes into your closing costs because it honestly depends. But a good estimate is that it's going to range anywhere from 3 to 6% of the total value of your loan. So sometimes if you're lucky, the seller may agree to cover some or all of the closing costs in what is known as the seller's concessions. So hopefully that happens, but it doesn't happen all of the time. Just know that you're going to have closing costs when you buy a house. The fourth hidden cost is actually your homeowners association dues. Now, sometimes you get lucky and you find an area that you can move to that does not have a homeowners association, but most places do. If you have a home that's in a neighborhood or a condo or a townhouse, you're likely going to have to pay these HOA dues. And they cover different costs like maintenance, common areas like pools or outdoor spaces that everyone shares, things like mowing the grass and doing the landscaping. And depending on how big your neighborhood is or how elaborate it is, the fees can range. So our first two homes were in smaller neighborhoods that had literally just one neighborhood pool, just a couple of entrances. It was very simple. And we had to pay anywhere between $200 to $250 a year in every January for those HOA dues. The house we moved into now has a lot of pools. It's a very massive community. I think we have 11 or 12 pools that we can use, lots of common spaces, many, many parks, walking trails. And so our HOA dues are a lot more expensive. We pay over $1,100 every single year to our HOA dues. And I know that might sound crazy because some people are in condos and they're paying $400 or $500 a month in HOA dues. But for us in Texas in a house, it's pretty high. Here's an honest truth, an honest story. When we moved into this house, we moved in July of 2019. We had to, when we bought our house, reimburse the previous owners for 5 months of the HOA dues for the year because we were using the house. We had the house for that portion. Well, I completely forgot. It slipped my mind that come January, we would have to pay the $1,100 worth of HOA dues. So I'll never forget that first January in our house, this letter arrives in the mail, this bill, and it was for $1,100. And I immediately knew what it was for and then said, oh my gosh, I was not prepared for this. I completely forgot about it. And that's a lot of money. So we had to actually dip into our savings to pay that HOA bill and then refill our savings. And that day that I paid that bill, I also set up a sinking fund. And we contribute actually $150 a month to a sinking fund because our HOA dues come due yearly. So every January, our HOA dues are are due, and every July our flood insurance is due. So I set aside $150 a month so that when those two bills are due, I have money to pay both of them. And this has helped me make sure that I am prioritizing that. But that's a lot of money, $150 a month just for HOA and flood insurance. That adds up. Today's episode is brought to you by my free budget class. This budget class is all about how to write a budget for your best life without giving up your weekly latte runs. In this class, I'm going to be covering the three massive mistakes that everybody makes with their budget and why they are costing you money. And I'm sharing with you these mistakes so that way you can stop making them. I'll also be sharing with you the secret to finding more money in your budget each month so that way you can do whatever you want with it. And I'll be sharing my four-step framework to budget for your best life without giving up what you love. This class is hands down incredible and it has so much value. You can sign up for it at inspirebudget.com/free class or just click the link in my show notes. I'll see you there. The fifth hidden home buying cost that I really want you to think about if you're going to have a home or even if you're just going to rent a house that is large are the utility costs. Oh my goodness. Just like mortgage payments, we have to pay for utilities. This includes things like water, trash, electricity, gas, if you have a furnace. You're going to have a larger increase in your utilities than if you were a renter. And especially if your utilities were included in the rent before. So I know that whenever I was in college, I rented an apartment with my friend Jessica, and we lived there for 6 months only, and everything was included. It was amazing. It was $800 a month for a two-bedroom apartment. The electricity was included, the water was included, the cable and internet was included. That is so uncommon these days. So uncommon. It wasn't the nicest place, but it was amazing. Unfortunately, that's no longer the case. We have to plan for higher utility costs. Different things like the size of your home, how open it is, how old it is, can all have a big impact on your utility costs. I know that for us, our water bill is higher here in this house because our yard is bigger and we have a sprinkler system. So even just watering our grass takes more water, which is going to impact our utility bill. Also, different seasons of the year are going to have a bigger impact on your utility bill. So for us living in Texas, our electricity bill raises significantly in the summertime because it takes more work to cool our house down. That is a hidden cost that whenever I first sat down to buy my home many years ago, not this house, but our very first house, I was unaware of how much those utilities would cost. And I was honestly shocked at the price of them. The sixth hidden cost for a home buyer are renovations. Oh my goodness, renovation costs can add up quickly when you want to update your home. Our first two homes that we purchased were actually new builds. So we didn't have a lot of renovations. We just did things like paint and maybe do backsplash in the kitchen. But the home we moved into now, we've renovated a couple of areas and we actually just finished renovating our kitchen. In fact, my husband is actually doing the backsplash right now and putting in the backsplash in our kitchen as we speak. But we had someone else, we hired a contractor to do the rest of the kitchen, and it's expensive. Those renovation costs have increased significantly since the pandemic. And even though we were slightly under budget for our kitchen renovation, it's only because we built in a large buffer to cover higher costs. We built in a buffer of probably about $3,000 to cover anything that came to us unexpectedly. So when we were renovating our kitchen, we had an unexpected plumbing issue, an unexpected electrical issue, and we ended up going overboard just a little bit on the quartz that we chose. And so that added on some extra money as well. But those renovations do add up. Do you always need them? No. Most of the time, it's not something that you need to have. But if you're going to do it, it's important to know that this is a cost that comes with owning a home. Number 7 is maintenance. And boy, do I have a story for you. We bought our first home in the middle of our debt-free journey. We bought it about a year into our journey. We were working to pay off debt. We thankfully bought a home that was well below the 35% recommendation. So essentially our mortgage payment, I think it was about 20% of our take-home pay every single month was our mortgage payment. And I am very, very happy because I did not realize the cost of maintaining a home would be so expensive. I'll never forget, it was our first year into our house. And number one, when you move into a house from an apartment for the first time, there's things like mowing the lawn. You have to buy a lawnmower, you have to buy a weed eater, you have to buy all of these things to care for your lawn, or you have to hire someone to take care of that for you. So either way, it's going to cost you money. So my husband actually loves taking care of the lawn. I think that he enjoys being able to escape his family for just a little bit and get outside and listen to his music or podcasts. And, you know, his favorite podcast is this one. But we were about a year into owning our home and the lawnmower that we had broke. And I'll never forget feeling very frustrated because now I knew that this had to be an expense. We had to replace the lawnmower. We couldn't just stop mowing our lawn, and we weren't willing to hire it out to someone because it was something he enjoys. And overall, if we replace the lawnmower, it's still cheaper in the long run for him to mow our yard. But knowing that there are going to be expenses like that, things for lawn care, home exterior, pest control, even spraying your yard for bugs, all of that adds up. And those are things that you typically do not have to pay for when you rent, unless you're renting a house, I guess. So be sure to factor in your budget regular maintenance costs. Whether you set aside about $50 a month into a sinking fund, just know that it's going to happen. A good rule of thumb is to save about 1% of your home's cost per year. That's a really good just kind of guideline to get you started. The 8th hidden cost of buying a home, and I'm just going to say it, is furniture. Filling up a home gets expensive fast. Buying the furniture, buying all the things that would go into a home, it adds up, especially if you choose a home that is large. And I don't know about you, but when I moved into my home, I immediately wanted to fill all the spaces. And it took me a lot of self-discipline, which I did not have all of the time, to actually slowly fill our home and choose pieces over time and wait and save up for them. So if you're buying a home that has more rooms than you're used to, just know that furniture, it adds up fast. Decorating adds up fast. Curtains, curtain rods, all of those things can get expensive very fast. And that is typically not something that people consider when they're thinking about upgrading a home, moving to a bigger house, or buying a home in general. Okay, the 9th one, the 9th hidden cost that every home buyer needs to be aware of are emergencies. I'm talking home-related emergencies. This year alone, already within the first 2 months of 2022, we had spent over $2,000 on a plumbing issue. We live in a home that's about 30 years old, and our kids' upstairs bathroom has given us so many headaches when it comes to plumbing. Within the first couple of months of moving into our home, we spent thousands of dollars fixing just old pipes, plumbing issues. They had to get into the sheetrock. They had to open holes up in different walls to fix the issue. And then sure enough, 2.5 years later, here we are again, same bathroom, different plumbing issue. And we already had to spend within the first 2 months of the year, over $2,000 getting the plumbing issue fixed, getting the drywall fixed, and having everything just put back in place. You never know when it's going to happen. You never know, which is why having money set aside for these types of emergencies is essential. I mean, I know firsthand living in Texas that if your AC goes out in the summer, that's considered an emergency. You need to replace that AC. AC, and it can cost you thousands of dollars. So what I would love for you to have is actually an emergency fund in place when you own a home, because when you're a homeowner, you will potentially need it more than if you are a renter. Because if your fridge goes out, if you're a renter, if your dishwasher breaks, if the AC breaks, if any of the plumbing issues happen, that's not on you. But when you own the home, it is. That is your responsibility to fix it. So having an emergency fund there as a plan B to help you avoid debt at all, if possible, is imperative when it comes to owning a home. And that's something that honestly, we didn't realize when we first owned our home. We were very fortunate because our first home that we owned, when we were honestly living paycheck to paycheck, were paying off debt, didn't have a lot of money. That home didn't give us a lot of issues, but this home we're in now, this beautiful, amazing, wonderful home that's older, it has given us a run for our money. So having that emergency fund in place has been life-changing for us. Well, there you have it. If you're considering buying a home, upgrading a home, here are the 9 costs that you need to be aware of, the hidden costs. And once again, those are property taxes, which can change every single year and honestly change depending on where you live, home insurance, closing costs, HOA dues, utilities, renovations, maintenance like lawn care, pest control, things like that. Furniture, because hello, you do want a sofa to sit on and a bed to sleep in, and emergency costs. At the end of every solo episode, I love to answer a question. This one comes from Lexi, and she says, how do I save when my net income barely covers my monthly expenses? I'm a teacher in Illinois. Oh my goodness. I know what it's like to have a teacher income. And honestly, with the rising costs and inflation, I'm sure a lot of teachers are in the same boat as you, Lexi. So ultimately, you have 2 choices. You can lower your expenses or increase your income, or do both. When it comes to lowering your expenses, I'd love for you to focus on one or all of the 4 major areas in your budget. That's going to be housing, food, transportation, and insurance. So housing, what can you do to either negotiate a lower rent, find a lower rent, get a lower interest rate on your home loan? What can you do to lower your housing costs? That's number 1. Number 2 is food. I mean, honestly, this is going to be hard to lower. I'm just going to keep it real here. With inflation and food being higher than the average inflation, it's going to be hard to lower that food cost. But is it possible? Yes, depending on your previous budget, it actually is possible. So try eating at home more, reducing your restaurant's budget, things like that. Maybe having like a meatless meal every couple of days, that will help. Is it the end all be all when it comes to finding more money to save? No. So it's going to take multiple things to help you out here, Lexi. The 3rd thing is looking at your transportation. Is your car payment out of control? Can you try trading in if you have a car payment that has $30,000 on it, can you trade it in for a car that's only $15,000? What can you do to lower your car payment or save money on gas? Because we know gas is crazy right now. It might not be feasible for everyone, but it is a tip I want you to look into. And then the 4th area when it comes to making a dent in lowering your expenses is insurance. If you spend just 30 minutes once a year shopping around for more affordable car insurance, home insurance, all of that can save you so much money. And this is one of the tasks that you do once, and you can actually enjoy the benefits of it all year long. So that's what we do whenever it comes to lowering expenses. But honestly, Lexi, you're going to hit a wall. You can't lower your expenses to 0, but you can work on increasing your income, which I know as a teacher, it is hard to increase your income. I don't care who tells you it. It's really difficult to negotiate a salary for teachers. Many school districts have a set salary schedule and there's no negotiation involved. So here's what I recommend you do. Look around at the neighboring school districts. Is there a school district that's paying more? Yeah, it can be hard to leave a school district and go to a new one, especially if you feel at home, but this comes down to your money, and your money is a big part of your life. Matt and I have both left school districts to go to a neighboring school district that paid us $10,000 more. And that's what we had to do to help us bring in more income. You can also looking at taking on a side hustle. Can you look for a different career altogether? Can you house hack? Are you willing to go and live with a friend? Are you willing to rent out a room in your house? There's different things that you can do depending on what your lifestyle is like. Obviously, if you have kids, you don't want to probably rent out a room in your house, but I don't know if you have kids, so I'm going to offer it as a solution. Ultimately, though, if you're willing to look at all of those things and make a dent in lowering your expenses in those four major categories, and then also looking for ways to increase your income, then you will be able to save and start investing and start paying off debt, even when right now your net income just is struggling to cover your monthly expenses. Well, there you have it. 9 hidden costs of home buying. These are 9 costs that you should consider whether you're buying your first home or your second, third, and hopefully one day I will not be buying a fourth home. Hit follow on the Inspire Budget podcast wherever you're listening to this podcast so that way you don't miss any awesome episodes. I'll see you next week. Bye.